And we're joined now by someone who will be a regular guest on Day to Day. This is his first appearance. Christopher Caldwell's a senior editor at the Weekly Standard. Christopher, welcome to the show.
My pleasure.
We were especially interested in talking to you this week because we saw this recent column you did in the Wall Street Journal.
Actually, Financial Times.
On the Financial Times. Yep. I am misstating facts already.
Yep.
Thank you. But the essence of the column was that the Bush administration, if it has a weakness going into next year, a significant political weakness for it may be its environmental record. You were going over how Mr. Bush has done and how he might think his way out of trouble with conservation-minded voters. Let's talk first about the man he's named to head the Environmental Protection Agency, Governor Leavitt of Utah. What do you think of that nomination?
Well, I think it serves the president's purposes pretty well. What's going on here is that Bush is abandoning his previous strategy of trying to court favor with Eastern environmentalists, and he's going with someone who takes a Western environmental approach.
What's the difference in those approaches?
Well, I think Mike Leavitt and Christy Whitman is a perfect example. In the East, people are in much closer contact. They have a much higher stake in nearby things. If you're living in New Jersey, where the former EPA chief Christy Whitman is from, and your beach gets ruined, your town is ruined. In the West, a lot of the issues happen far from where people live. There might be a mineral deposit up in the mountains, and so a lot of Western environmentalism concerns rights, whereas a lot of Eastern environmentalism concerns habitats.
It's the Western people you say are more interested in land use policies.
Yes, I think that's fair. Yeah,
but there is a vulnerability, an electoral political vulnerability here. You write that, in fact, American voters are interested in the environment, and the Bush administration is not making a very convincing case that it is.
Well, the thing that really struck me were the poll numbers that over 40% of Americans have given money to an environmental foundation in the past year. That shows that this is an issue on which Americans don't just mouth platitudes, but are beginning to put their money where their mouth is. And I think the Bush administration has been hung up, as a lot of Republican administrations have been, in an old way of thinking about the environment as something that you're either for or against, whereas the Democrats have tended to work a little more closely with activist groups that have concrete policies about specific issues.
And they're making some headway on this issue, enough to make a difference next year?
I would say so. I think that this could be an issue in swing states of the Midwest, for instance, to the extent that unionized workers they care about the water in the Great Lakes as much as they do about the health of the auto industry.
Christopher Caldwell, hang around here for a moment. There's another story we'd like to talk to you about.